Then by some lonely windmill, its sweeps and shutters stilled, in wetlands where the railway never came. Well shrouded in the sedgeweed, he turns towards the sea and hears a drowning warrior call his name. He sees the wounded wolfcoats arisen from the dead, the Norsemen put to sleep on Saxon swords, the longships limping homewards with half or less their crew and splintered arrows in their clinker boards. And as he tracks the coastline, the tide roars ravening in to bite another crumbling cliff away, as farmland, home and pastures come crashing to the sea to melt into its cauldron cold and grey. Past Hempstead, Haysborough, Walcott, through Bacton, Overstrand, which skirt the northern coast to Cromer Town. The skeins of time unravel, the parishes doze on, forgotten as the decades spiral down. As Shuck waits on the shoreline, he hears the migraine drone of foreign warplanes dark against the sky. Returning from a mission, one jettisons spare bombs as if an afterthought on passing by.